Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. In the next few minutes, we're going to talk about the six moments of confidence in sales, how to sell with confidence when self-doubt is screaming at you. Well, recently, this subject came up, this confidence in the selling process, has become a focus area with several salespeople and sales teams that I'm working with. So I thought I'd share with you some of the information that I've shared with them. And most of us know that we need a lot of self-confidence to sell, or at least the salespeople that we meet seem to have a lot of self-confidence. Well, first, I do believe that you need confidence to sell. However, there are multiple areas of this emotion that we need to examine. Confidence in one area doesn't always lead to confidence in the other areas. Also, it's a continuous challenge to keep your confidence levels high. At any moment, it can come under attack from many different angles when you're selling. Your product's performance can suddenly drop. You have a customer quit you and suddenly self-doubt creeps into you. Multiple customer complaints about your company's accounting process leads to doubt about the ability to administer customer orders. All of this can bring doubt and a lack of confidence to even the most sure of us all. Secondly, don't believe the air of confidence you see with other salespeople. They have the same doubts and challenges that you do. Most of us can put on a confident appearance for a sales call, while in our head we are raging with self-doubt. Lastly, the advice givers usually tell us to just have confidence. Well, if I could just flip it like a switch, don't you think I would have done that? What we really need are ways to view the situation so we can gain confidence. So here you go. Confidence moment number one, making the phone call or turning down the driveway on a cold call. It's that moment when you decide, am I going to actually do this? Now, the potential causes of this can be anxiety, you know, fear of the unknown, or not doing a pre-call plan. So here are some solutions. First of all, you only need a few seconds of bravery to pick up the phone and dial, or to turn your steering wheel down the prospect's driveway. Trust me, once you do, it will be fine. Next tip, do your pre-call plan. This involves doing your homework to find out as much as possible about the prospect as you can. Do internet searches, read the customer's website, your own company files, or senior employees who might know this prospect, other customers in the area that might know this prospect. All that homework that you do, yes, it's good for designing your pre-call plan, but it's also perfect for helping you develop confidence in just knowing a little more about the prospect before you make that cold call. All right, confidence moment number two, going back or calling on a prospect to gain the second appointment. This confidence moment is after you went out to see the prospect on your first appointment. Maybe you just stopped in for a cold call. Now you want to go back out and call on them again. However, you don't want to be too pushy. You want to see if they decided to buy from you. So what are the potential causes? Well, not asking enough questions on the initial cold call is one of the leading causes of this moment of confidence. That means you didn't uncover a need, which means you have no real reason for calling on them except to say, hey, I was just checking in to see if you're interested. Well, here are some solutions for you. First of all, the ability to get the second appointment happens during the first appointment. You have to dig deep enough in your questions on your first call to give you a reason to have the second, third, or fourth sales call. Most of the time, the reason that people have this confidence moment on the second call is they just didn't dig deep enough. When coming to the end of the first sales call, pull out your phone calendar and set the second appointment. There's no better time than right there to set the next appointment. All right, confidence moment number three, asking a closing style question. It's estimated that 50% of all sales calls end without a salesperson asking a closing style question. Let me repeat that. The estimate is that 50% of the sales calls end and nobody asks, or the salesperson does not ask a closing style question. And I believe this statistic. I've seen it. I experienced it in myself, in the salespeople that I work with, in the surveys that I see. And my personal goal in life is to make that statistic zero for everyone that I work with. I think you should be asking a closing style question on 100% of your sales calls. The potential causes of this, again, you didn't find a need for your products. Often this is due to product dumping. Product dumping is when you go out to the farm, you unload your sales pitch by telling the producer all about your products, and then ask if they are interested. You did no digging, you found no needs, and they tell you, well, let me think about it. So here are some solutions. Same solution as in the previous confidence moment. The confidence to close on a sale is gained during the discovery phase of the selling process. You have to dig deep enough in your questions on your previous call to give you the confidence to ask a closing question. You found a need, you close on it, and you don't want your customer or your prospect to not have the product or service that would help them solve that need. Well, here are our confidence moments number 4, 5, and 6, like I promised from the blog. Confidence moment number 4, and this is a very distinct point here, is confidence in your knowledge of your products, your company, or your industry. You know, maybe the causes can be, maybe you're new and you don't know a lot about your products or a lot about your industry, or maybe you didn't grow up on a farm, or you don't have time to dig in and learn everything there is to know. First of all, some solutions are, don't hide it. Your customer knows. And don't be ashamed of it. Be a continuous learner. Be bold enough to ask the questions. When you get into a room of people or you get onto a sales call and somebody is smarter than you about that topic, look upon it as a learning moment. Luckily, our industries are so technically involved that we're going to frequently feel that we don't have all the information or all the knowledge that we need. So just look upon it as a lifetime learning event. If someone knows more about it, ask questions. If they don't, then help them out and share your knowledge. All right. Confidence moment number 5. That is confidence in your products or services. Frequently, I run into a coaching moment where somebody says they feel like they're charging too much for their products, or their company is charging too much for their products, or, you know, we get price shopped and we don't know what to do. You have to have the confidence that your products in their proper usage are worth what you are charging. To do this, go to the, literally, for me, I sold horse feed. I went to the horse's mouth. I wanted to go to the customer right where the product was being used. Go to that moment of value where the customer realizes the financial, the time, or the emotional value that those products bring. And uncover that. Ask questions. Find out why they buy those products. That's going to give you the confidence to go down the road to the next customer and charge what you charge for that. All right, confidence moment number 6. That is confidence in your company. This is different than confidence in your product or confidence in your knowledge of your products or knowledge of your company. This is in the confidence of what your company can do and will do and delivers on. And this may come about because the causes of this might be that you have a lot of customer complaints or you have some issues with your currently the manufacturing of your product. With feed, it was fines. With agronomy products, it might be in the delivery or the inventory that you're keeping at your company. When you're having these doubts, I feel like those are internal company doubts. Go to the source, go to the warehouse, go to the production manager, go to the people that are answering the phones or the accounting department. Go to them and explain how your lack of confidence has come about. Explain to them when this happens, what this does for your ability to sell, and try to figure out how you're going to solve it. How are you going to resolve it? Can you fix this problem with the production team? Can you fix this problem with trucking? Is there a way to know where the truck is and when it's going to arrive at your customer? Solve that, and that will boost your confidence. Well, hey, if you're interested in building your team's confidence when selling, I'd like to host a group discussion with you and them. Email or call me and we'll cover these 6 areas specific to your team. In addition, we'll cover the 9 thought processes that help salespeople gain more confidence in what they provide to your customers. These are viewpoints and mental angles to provide your team with a continuous source of confidence in what they do for your customers.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional you can be. You can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and other training opportunities on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net.
martinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.